ADHD is a clinical diagnosis. It does not get made on neuropsychological testing. Neuropsychological testing is helpful, it's complementary, but the diagnosis is clinical based on presentation, longitudinal and chronic course, family psychiatric history, outside observer documenting symptoms and impairments. This is in contrast to three other areas: intelligence, learning disabilities, and executive function. All of these get diagnosed on neuropsychological testing. Executive function has to do with organization, strategizing, and prioritizing. It's prefrontal cortex activity. But you can have ADHD without having executive dysfunction. The overlap is about 35%. So about 35% of patients with ADHD have executive dysfunction. But if you misinterpret disorganization as an outgrowth of ADHD and presume that because they're still disorganized, the dose of the medicine should go up, you may overshoot optimal dose.